Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. How you doing this wonderful, wonderful afternoon? This is Ruth, your hostess for Why Me Diabetes. Well, February has just about left us. We've had Groundhog Day. We've had the Super Bowl. We had Valentine's Day, and we've had the President's Day. And today is the last Tuesday for 2016. Now, we got coming up in March. We got St. Patrick's Day, the 17th. You're supposed to wear green that day or get pinched. And we got Easter coming up. So get your goodies ready. So we, as part of the Why Me Diabetes, we have the three E's that we like to implement every time that we are doing something for someone or on the Blog Talk Radio. And the first E is education. We like to educate diabetics, their caregivers, their spouses, significant others, children, grandchildren, whomever that has that diabetic patient or the diabetic themselves. And so today we're going to talk about various eye disorder, because with being a diabetic, we always have a challenge one way or another. Now, some of us, I've never had, but I know that my grandson has had, and I have seen other people with it, a STY, STY. And a sty comes on the eyelid, and it's like a pimple. It has pus in it. And what you do when you see that sty, don't get no pin and try to bust it. Get a warm towel, wash your eye, and go from the bridge part of your nose towards the ear one time. Take another in. Do the same procedure until you have done it at least four times on a washcloth. If it has not burst by then, get another washcloth and wear gloves. Anytime you have pus in any kind of opening, wear gloves, because that is considered contagious substance. And remember that anytime you have something coming from bodily fluids, you need to wear gloves at all times. And make sure that whomever you're taking care of keeps plenty of gloves available for you and themselves. Some people comes up with conjunctivitis. Anytime you see the word ITIS on the end of it, it means that it is inflammatory, that it's written. And that is also something that you want to wear gloves. You want to go from the bridge of the nose towards the eye, towards the ear, I'm sorry, from the bridge of the nose towards the ear. And always, never, never, never use that washcloth no more than one time. Go to another end, do it again. And if you still have not gotten the matter and stuff out of that eye after four ends, because a washcloth has four corners, then get another washcloth. It's cross-contamination when you go back and forth, back and forth. Those are things that you're going to find in maybe teenagers, children, young adults. You're going to find that. And when you do, it's not the end of the world. It's just that you got to take better care of yourself and the person. How about cataracts? Cataracts is a disorder of the eye. and cataracts can be removed very quickly. The hardest part about cataracts is the recovery. As a rule, generally, when they do one eye, they'll go back in 6 to 8 weeks and do the other eye. Generally, that's a rule. And when they give you those dark glasses after recovery, wear those glasses so that you don't become blind. Now, with a sty in conjunctivitis, you will not become blind. Maybe a little irritant. And sometimes with conjunctivitis, they will give you an antihistamine in your eye or an antibiotic for your eye. It just depends upon the doctor and their school of education. Okay, so we went back to let me go back to cataracts. Cataracts, a lot of people have them. It's that film, that thin layer of film that beads over the eye that makes things blurry when you're trying to see. It doesn't take but zip, zap, and it's cut, and the doctor remove it, and the hardest part is the recovery. So let's go to retinopathy. Most diabetics, including myself, has retinopathy, meaning that our blood sugar has ran high for a long, long time. And retinopathy causes blindness in diabetics. This is the leading cause of blindness for diabetics is retinopathy. Now, some doctors will treat it aggressively with laser surgery. And when they do, put on them funny-looking glasses and go lay down like they tell you. Whatever the instruction is, follow it. Follow that doctor's instruction because he or she knows what is best for you. Not the optometrist, but the ophthalmologist. I have had 14 to 15 laser surgeries back in California. And this particular doctor does laser surgery only on Friday. And he has everybody to come in at 8:30. He starts at 9 o'clock doing laser surgery. And it is something that we diabetics got to really pay attention to our blood sugar. That is why it's so important that you take your blood sugar at least once a day. And if you've got a sliding scale of insulin, you need to take it when it's high. And you also got to watch what you eat because certain foods will trigger that blood sugar. Remember white bread, biscuit, flour tortillas, white rice will trigger your blood sugar to be high. And it is good to take your blood sugar before, if you're going to eat any of those things, take your blood sugar before you eat and so you have a baseline where you're at. And after you have eaten, 30 minutes after you have eaten a biscuit or a tortilla, white bread or white rice, then take your blood sugar again. So you'll know if you need to do a sliding scale because your blood sugar may be okay and it may not. And if it's not, then you say it is 2-something, then you may get 4 units of insulin. Whereas you're on the pill and the doctor will cover you by giving you that sliding scale. And his office will give you the parameters where you need to know how much insulin you need to get. And sometimes the doctor will give you the pen. It's already calibrated. And so you will, you know, you can go ahead and use that, or you have the insulin in the fridge, draw it up, and take whatever is necessary. So that is retinopathy, long time of having high blood sugar. What's a high blood sugar? Anything over 150. And some people go as high. I know a young man back in California went to the doctor, and it was 700 and something. I know of a young lady, a juvenile, told her mother she wasn't feeling good, and her blood sugar was 1,200. So it's not unreasonable to have 200 or 300, but you don't want to be in that range for a long time. Another disorder is glaucoma. Glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness in black males. And it is due to intraocular pressure behind the eyeball. And when the doctors do the reading, they like for you to be between 3 and 5. I know someone one time was a 42. Weren't they scrambling to get them on all kinds of eye drops? And tried to keep that pressure down. And I am one. I have glaucoma also. Besides the retinopathy, I got glaucoma. I have two or three cousins has glaucoma. So it is a disorder that does cause blindness. And it is very prevalent in black males. I know that it also runs in other cultures, other races. But for some reason or other, when they came out with the studies, it was geared towards black males. But it's not limited to, because I know people of other colors, other people that are not black, but they have glaucoma also. And sometimes with glaucoma, after you so far, they may try to do a cornea transplant. You never know what doctors are going to do. Each situation is different, and we need to look at it like that. We need to look at how each person is different in their disorder. Was it something that they could avoid it? And if it's like with the high blood sugar, if you monitor yourself closely enough, you won't keep high blood sugar long. If you go to your ophthalmologist appointments as scheduled, they can keep track of that pressure and give you medicine that will help keep it down. So we got to be aggressive in our health care. We've got to be aggressive, because if you don't, no one else is going to. An eye disorder can also be in children. Children may have what they call the lazy eye, and that is where the muscles are not tightened, and they give them special glasses to help pull that muscle back to the center of the eye, and they call it the lazy eye. Also, in some seniors, they have macular degenerative disorder, which causes blindness again. And it's kind of an unknown diagnosis. You don't hear it very often, but it does cause blindness in the elderly. And why is that? I have no idea. But I do know of one person who came to America and was wondering why she couldn't see. And her daughter took her to the doctor, and he said she had macrodegenerative eye disorder. They gave her medication. She could see a little bit, but eventually she became blind. So it is something that you got to treat aggressively. And all of these eye problems can be treated. You've got to make those appointments. Find out what your insurance and your Medicare, Medicaid, how much they will pay and how often that you have to go. Find that out. A lot of times the people in the office will know that. They will know that if you come every 95 days, Medicare will pay. Or if you come every 110 days, Medicare will pay. And find out with your private insurance. How often can you be seen by the eye doctor? How often can you get new prescription glasses? And find that out. No. Be proactive in your health. Because if you're not proactive, who is going to be proactive for you? Now, there are some who are disabled and cannot do it. I understand that. But we who can help ourselves, we need to be proactive. And if you are the caregiver of someone, you want to make sure that they get their eye drops as scheduled, whether it's 4 times a day or every 6 hours, whatever the time frame is, make sure that it give it. And a lot of people, you want to stand over the person and give the eye drop in the middle of the eye and the pupil. No, 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 no. Go to the corner by the bridge of the nose. Don't touch the eye. Put that drop or 2 drops in and let it work its way towards the ear lobes. Do it in the next eye, the same procedure. But I have seen nurses stand over the patient and try to put it in the pupil. No, 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 no. The eye drop is not for the pupil unless the doctor says so. The eye drop is for that intraocular pressure, the glaucoma pressure, the retinopathy, whatever. That is what the medicine is for, not the pupil unless it is so indicated. So as being diabetics, this is our number one disorder for being a diabetic, besides losing our toes, is the eye disorder. Number one. And we got to take care of our eyes. If I was smarter 20 years ago, I wouldn't be where I am today, being legally blind. But I was not smart 20 years ago. But sometimes it takes a lesson of disability to learn how to become smart and to think better for my health. And you can do it also. You can reach us by phone, the Why Me Diabetes. You can reach us by phone at 281-826-9152. You can reach the Why Me Diabetes at 281-826-9152. And whatever your question may be, we will get you the right board member to talk to you. Whether it is pharmaceutical, medicine in general, or nursing care, or how to go out and find something for you. we will work with you and try to get you that information. The second E is eating. How well are you eating? Are you eating things because of different functions that are off your diet? Remember, the dietitians and doctors have said there is no American diabetes diet. It is in moderation and small portions. Avoid salt and fried food as much as possible. But you can eat in and everything. Now, me personally, I will not eat. I love it, but I will not eat pecan pie. Because every time I eat pecan pie, my blood sugar runs over 500. And since I know this, why go there? So I don't. My granddaughter and my daughter loves pecan pie. And when they are around and they are eating pecan pie, my little granddaughter will put a tad bit on a teaspoon and say, just get a taste, and that's all you get. And that's all I get. But you got to watch what you eat. Know what will trigger. You know your body better than anyone else. You do. Because you've been living in that body all your life. So you know it much better than the doctor do. That's why when you go to the doctor. And by the way, when you go to the doctor and it's either a new doctor or medication from another doctor, take the medication with you so that the doctor can see exactly what medication you are on. Because it may be something that work against each other and you're not getting the best benefit from the medicine. And I want to encourage you to go to the Blog Talk Radio on your internet and listen to the programs on any time that you are able to. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook, or you can call us or listen to us every Tuesday and Thursday. But as we go back to, I just had to plug that in before I forget it. As you know, as we get older, we don't think as quickly. As we were talking about eating healthy, eating plenty of vegetables, green leaf vegetables. And I hear there's a new diet going around called the Beacon Diet. It's not for me. I'm a renal patient, so I couldn't be on it anyway. But I've been told that this Beacon Diet is one that came from overseas, and it's mostly eating grain food, of, you know, grain nature and vegetables and stuff like that. It's for weight loss, quick weight loss. Well, I would like to lose weight, but like I said, the diet is not for me. I don't know that much about it. I've heard it on TV, some celebrities talking about being on it. I asked my dietitian, and she said it was, you know, from overseas, a diet that was started overseas. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. But weight loss is important for all of us to help us keep the blood sugar down if you exercise, which is the third E. The third E is how much exercise do you do? Don't say 5 minutes because that's not enough. If you do 15 in the morning and 15 in the evening, that's a total of 30. And there are a lot of home exercises that you can do. You can do marching, sitting or standing. Reaching for the sky, sitting or standing. You can do waist twists. You can do mule kicks. But the most important exercise is taking a nice brisk walk. A nice brisk walk. Or water aerobics. Those are good exercise. Now, I don't do water aerobics. But I can do a little walking, not much, but I can do a little. But I do a lot of exercise at home. I do the marching. And now when I say marching, I'm not talking about 5 or 6. I'm talking about maybe 20 or 30 of each one of these so that your body can get the full effect of them. And you've got to do that. But 5 minutes is not going to get it. No. One of the other ones, if you don't want to, take a broom and sweep your carpet. That is good exercise. And trust me, when you get through sweeping with the broom, not the vacuum cleaner, the broom, you will feel the pressure on your muscles. And when you sit down, you are going to be tired. Now, I don't mean just sweep right there in front of the couch. You sweep the entire room with that broom. Some people say exercise is picking up the kids' toys. No, it is not picking up the kids' toys. What if they only got one or two toys on the floor? That's not exercise when you bend down and pick up two items and go on about your business. It is repetitively what causes the exercise, back and forth, so that those muscles get a good workout. Something else that you might want to invest is some money in a portable bicycle where that it'll help you with your legs. And at one of the retail stores, the big one, it runs about $40. And you can set it and do your exercise riding that little portable bicycle to help your legs. There are all kinds of things, and you can get creative in how you do and what you do. And it's always good, ask someone else, what do they do? Because maybe they do something that you would like to do also. And therefore, you're exercising. And your body, that's what your body needs. I want to thank you. Yes, Y-O-U. For listening to me. I appreciate you. I want to help you through this diabetic journey. And we go through it together. But I can only do it by you responding back, calling us, or going on Blog Talk Radio and listening to us every week and pass the word on. I also want to thank Reese, my grandchildren, Reese, Sierra, and Kiara. And during the Easter holidays, Kiara is going to talk about kids and eating healthy. So we got some things coming up. And always remember, God loves you when nobody else does. And it's not a doggone thing you can about. But say, thank you, Jesus, for loving me. And we will talk to you on Throwback Thursday. Bye-bye.